I'm Robert Reese of The CEO Show. Welcome to this edition of Inside the Brand. Inside the Brand is a weekly show where you meet the brains behind some of the world's most recognizable brands. Our sponsor for Inside the Brand is Euro RSCG, the world's fifth largest global agency network specializing in integrated marketing and advertising. My co-host for Inside the Brand is Dennis Trajanos of the Trajanos Group, an executive search and consulting firm specializing in recruitment of senior-level executives in the marketing and communications arena. Now, let's welcome our guest. This is Robert Reese on Inside the Brand, where we interview the brains behind the brand. We're here today with Russell Wallach. How are you, Russell?
Doing great this morning.
And Russell is the president of Live Nation Network. Not everyone knows the brand, but actually when you look at the Live Nation Entertainment, it's a $5 billion company, including Ticketmaster, you know, a lot of employees. Talk about what you guys really do.
Well, Live Nation Network, think of it as we're the in-house agency for Live Nation and Ticketmaster. So our job is to look at all of the incredible assets across all of our divisions and work with major brands across the country and across the world to figure out how it makes sense for those brands to partner with various Live Nation entities.
And those incredible acts that you have. You have about 20,000 concerts a year, is it or so?
We do about 20,000 shows a year, from playing 500-person rooms to Madonna, you know, playing major stadiums.
So my first question, and then we're going to switch over to Dennis. You mentioned working with companies. The concept of sponsorship. Everyone talks about it. It's really hot now. But you live and breathe this. What delineates a good from a really successful sponsorship? What are people looking for today?
Well, it's interesting. I've been doing this for almost 20 years now. Grew up on the sports side of the business and then moved into music. And I think, 10, 15 years ago, it was about tickets and hospitality and signage. And today, it really is about connectivity, engagement, social media, mobile. And so I think I'm confident that brands today have a much better way to be able to figure out the value of what they're spending in sponsorship.
Wait, how do you really figure out the value?
It's really about looking at it from an ROI standpoint. It's not just about spots and dots. It's not just about impressions, right? It's about engagement.
Russell, Live Nation and Live Nation Networks is all about owning the fan experience, from what we understand. From, as you say, ticket purchase to artist affinity, and then, of course, engaging with the sponsors. Talk about how Live Nation makes all these moving parts work together to delight the customers.
So there's a lot of different ways. So when you think about the ticket purchase, things that we launched last year in terms of interactivity with Facebook, so now you can actually buy a ticket and see where your friends are sitting in the venue, makes it a pretty exciting opportunity. You know, one of the challenges, right, you're going to a show, you're wondering, gosh, are any of my friends at the show? Where are they sitting? So we solve that problem, makes that buying process a little bit better. When you come to the show, it's about, you know, creating new apps, creating more conveniences for concessions and bathrooms, kind of the blocking and tackling, as well as the interactivity. What can you do at the venue? Is there Wi-Fi there? Is there ability to text and interact with the artist behind the stage? Is there ability to find your friends at the venue? And then post-show, what can we do with content? Whether it's photos from the show you just saw, whether it's a content package, a video from the show you just saw, whether it's some special opportunity to, as a bounce back opportunity, to go get a six pack of Coke at a local retailer. All of those things, we think, in some in little ways and some in bigger ways, enhance that experience.
Now, a live music event is very unique in the sense that it's a shared human experience. And of course, that makes it kind of a unique platform for social media, as you said. How does the artist and the sponsor and the fans collaborate, and the venue, collaborate to create this rich content that enriches the experience for everyone. Is there an example that comes to mind?
Well, I think there's a variety of examples. I mean, what we're seeing is that, first and foremost, you're seeing that artists have millions of Facebook friends. They've got millions of people following them on Twitter. And so you can imagine that they're seeing those streams while they're backstage at the show. They know the fans that are there. The fans are actually talking about being at the show. So we've started to come up with programs where the bands are interacting with the fans. We're doing promotions where the fans can actually text and chat with artists behind the scenes. In some cases, we're giving people the opportunity that are sitting in our lawns that they can win contests to go meet the bands backstage. All of those, we're integrating our sponsors into the mix. And so it becomes a very natural and organic relationship. And it's something that the bands are comfortable with because they're doing it anyway. They're sitting backstage anyway, you know, chatting with their friends, talking to their bandmates, talking to fans. So it becomes a really natural kind of social media experience for everybody.
Russell, I've heard that about 30% of people don't buy tickets because they just didn't know that an event was happening. Is that true? And if not, and what is the role that social media can play with this?
Well, yeah, it's an interesting fact in terms of, I'm sure that probably surprised you when you heard it. And look, there's so many different ways that people are consuming media. So our biggest challenge is how do we reach that fan to let them know about the show? So we're doing some things, and technology and social media are truly helping us. So first and foremost, I mentioned the integration with Facebook. So now, if I just bought a ticket to Bruce Springsteen and I posted that on Facebook, you now know that Bruce Springsteen is going to be playing here in the New York area. All of a sudden, you now have the opportunity to go buy Springsteen tickets and know about the show. Additionally, we launched our iPhone app. And with our iPhone app, it actually reads your entire iTunes catalog that's on your phone, and every time a show that is or a band that you like is coming to New York City, you're going to get an email message about that band coming to New York because it's in your iTunes library. So things like that all of a sudden don't cost significant marketing dollars, but they're really easy and smart ways to be able to educate the music fan about upcoming shows.
Dennis?
Russell, this question comes from my business partner's son, Michael, who's just starting his career, by the way, in the music management business and looking very, very promising for him.
We own a music management company as well, so.
Well, perhaps there's a future there for a meeting.
And you've about 1 minute left.
So his question is, as the music business has shifted from in-store physical music purchases to an experience in the socialized digital streaming music platform, is there anything in the live venue concert platform that is mirroring that evolution of the business model?
Well, I'd say the interesting part about the business model is 10 or 15 years ago, the artists were making the majority of their money from the records and the CDs. Today, they're making the majority of their money going on the road and touring. So the business has really drastically changed. They're not going on tour to support the record. They're going on tour to connect with their fans, and that's where they're going to make the most money today.
Well, Russell, it's been great having you on Inside the Brand.
Thanks. It was fun.
And what we've learned from Russell Wallach is really it's about social media. It's about connecting sponsors, but the key word is connectivity.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Inside the Brand. Here's this week's Marketing Minute brought to you by Clive McLean, CEO of Euro RSCG Discovery.
If you want a meaningful relationship with your customers, don't let the other guy sleep with them. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. Smartphones are not the future of marketing, they're the present. 79% of consumers use smartphones to help with shopping. And they're so attached to those phones, according to a Sinovate study, 2/3 even sleep with them right by their sides. Yet only 1 out of 5 brands has a mobile-friendly website. And with 3/4 of consumers choosing what to buy before they ever reach the store, that's a serious missed opportunity. At Euro RSCG Discovery, we use data insights to find your best prospects and engage them with your brand, including through mobile. So in that moment they reach out to you, you'll be there with a satisfying touchpoint right when they want you most. To find out more about data-driven customer engagement, go to www.insidethebrand.com. I'm Clive McLean, president of Euro RSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.